Okay, we are now on. I mean, the Amud is Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are actually right at the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We're talking about reading a Megillah, which is written as part of a big scroll, which includes other Sfarim Tanach, say a big scroll of all Chamesh Megillahs, for example, right? So it says Levi Bar Shmuel Havei Kakari Kamei De Rav Yehuda BeMegillah Haksuva Bein Haksuvim. And the Gemara says, how can it be possible? Didn't Levi write and read in front? Levi Bar Shmuel read in front of Rav Yehuda from Megillah, which is written among other Sfarim Tanach, implying that it's mutter, that Yor Yotze Amar Lei, Hare Amro Kora Megillah, BeMegillah, Aksuv BeNaksuv Leatza. Don't you know that if you read from a Megillah, which is written among other Sfarim Tanach, you're not Yotze? Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kora BeMegillah, Aksuv BeNaksuv Leatza, Omichula, Amocha, Betzibur, Shanu. Right? Rav Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, somebody who reads a Megillah, which is written among other Sfarim Tanach, right? Then you are not that you are not Yotze, and then he gave himself a smack on the head, and he said no. That's in a tzibur, but by yachid you can, because you can see where you're reading from. You know where you're reading from, and nobody else is tricked into thinking you're reading from somewhere else, right? The problem is that people will not realize that you're reading from the Megillah, right? So if you're reading for yourself, Beseder, if you're reading for other people, then you really need to read from a Megillah on its own. Right? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the way, the particular manner in which you have to sew, that you have to sew the pieces of parchment together, meaning you leave a little bit at the top and at the bottom not sewn together, that's halacha meshitina. You need to do that or else it's possible. And then he smacked himself on the head. He said, no, it's halacha meshitina. It's just because then it'll tear a little bit more. If you were to do that, it would tear a little bit more easily. Therefore, he said, don't do that. Don't tear all the way to the edge. Don't sew all the way to the edge. Sew a little bit in. If there remained in the cave where Moshe and Eliyahu stood, even a hole the size of the thinnest of needles, which we use to sew together a Sefer Torah, then the light which would be shining through that hole would be enough to kill anybody who was there. But it says, the pasuk says, Lo yirani adam v'chai. It's not some sort of idea, the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu remains in that cave, and therefore even the smallest hole can't be to allow the light to escape. V'amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Yechon, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said the name Yechon, Ma'idik Siv Aliyem Kol Azvarim Asher Diber Hashem Imachem Bahar Mila Meid Sheiro Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe Digduki Toru V'Dukli Sofrim Masha Sofrim Masidi L'Chai Shema Niu Mikra Megillah. And why does the pasuk say, right? And on them, like everything which Hashem said to you in the mountain, that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Dikduki Torah, all the things that you can understand from the text of the Torah, VeDikduki Sofrim, and all the things that Sofrim are going to understand, which aren't necessarily obvious from the Torah, or Masha, and everything that Sofrim are going to establish which is new. What are they going to establish which is new? Reading the Megillah, right? That's a mitzvah. Why is that the only thing which we're saying is new? Because reading the Megillah is a mitzvah of Doris. Reading the Megillah is an eternal mitzvah. Normally, the Rabbanans are not inherently eternal, right? We're not the definition saying that they will last forever. We're saying that they're around in the moment, but another Bezin could theoretically take it away. Right? When it comes to Mikra Megillah, we assume that Mikra Megillah is eternal. Ad Kedei Kach, there's a Yerushalmi which says that all the Sfarim of Tanakh, other than the Sefer Torah, are going to be cancelled when the Mashiach comes. People won't learn them anymore, except for the Megillah. Right, the Megillah will be read along with the five Sfarim of Torah. Right? Why? Because it was, at some level, also given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Let's continue in the Mishnah. Kol ksherin likros Megillah chutz micher shayt vekatan Rabbi Yehuda machsher bekatan. Everybody is kasher to read Megillah. Anybody can read the Megillah, except for cheresh, a deaf person, a shoyta, somebody who is severely mentally disabled, or a katan, a child cannot read Megillah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a katan can read the Megillah. So, just briefly, there is a famous question about this. It is true, we pass an halacha that anybody's allowed to read the Megillah, meaning, obviously, women can read the Megillah. There is an interesting question which comes up. Can a woman read for a man? This is the Machlokes Rishonim. The Bahag already says that no, a woman cannot read for a man because while a woman can read the Megillah, she can't read for other people who have a heightened level of obligation in reading the Megillah. Meaning, even though anybody can read the Megillah and everybody has to read the Megillah, a woman's obligation is really to hear the Megillah. A man's obligation is to read the Megillah. So if a man hears another man read the Megillah, then he can fulfill his obligation of actually reading the Megillah through Shema Ka'ona. However, since a woman's obligation is only to hear the Megillah being read, but not actually to read it herself, therefore she can't read it on behalf of somebody who has to actually read it themselves. Fine. This is Machlekes L'maisa, the Sfardim, Beis Yosef is mikros in Michael to allow a woman to even read for a man. Ramah is Machmir to not allow a woman to read for a man, and that is the reason for that discussion. Okay, Gemara. Man Tana Cheresh Di Aved Nami Loi. Who's the person who says that a Cheresh, somebody who's deaf and mute, even Bet Di Aved cannot read the Megillah? If he read it, it's as though nothing happened. Amarav Masa Rabbi Yosi, this Nana Koresh, Mavaloi Shmiel Adna Yatsa, Rabbi Yosi Merle Yatsa. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yosi said, we have a mission that says that if somebody reads the Shema and can't hear a single word of what he said, then he was Yotze Bedi Yevet. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, even Bedi Yevet, he wasn't Yotze, implying somebody who can't hear, can't perform mitzvahs that have to do with speech, like reading the Megillah. When made Rabbi Yossi, if the Avad Nami Loi, Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, if the Avad Loi, had the Avad, Sharper Nami. How do you know the Mishnah is saying this is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and therefore, even Bedi Yevet, even if the Chirish word, the deaf person were to read the Megillah, it would be as though nothing happened? Maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that really it's not meant to, right? A Cheresh shouldn't read the Megillah, but if he does, or at least not for anybody else, but if he does, but the Eved he's Yotze, at least I'll get the Tani, Cheresh, Domi, the Shaitu, the Cotton, Mash, the Cotton, the Avid, Nami, Loi, Afshkeresh, Nam, the Avid, Nami, Loi. He says, no, we teach it as a Retzef, as a continuum. Cheresh, a deaf person, Shaita, a person who is severely mentally disabled, and a Cotton, right? A child. So just as a Cheresh and a Shaita, just as a katan and a shoyte, right? A katan, a child, and a shoyte, a severely mentally disabled person, cannot read the Megillah at all, right? So too, a cheresh cannot read a Megillah at all. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma hakadisa v'hakadisa." Maybe no, right? Really? We're saying that none of these people should read the Megillah, but for different reasons, and therefore if they did read the Megillah but the Eved, the halacha would be different. No, since at the end of the Mishnah it says Rabbi Yehuda says a katan, a child can read the Megillah, that implies that the beginning of the Mishnah, which says Cheresh Shoyte v'katan can't read the Megillah, is not the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehudi. It says maybe the entire Mishnah is really said by Rabbi Yehuda. So it says midami, right? Reish lepsula v'seif l'ksheira. It says, what are you talking about? The beginning of the Mishnah says a katan, a child can't read, and then we say Rabbi Yehuda says a child can read. Therefore, it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda said both of those statements, right? It can't be that the entire Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. The beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, and the second, who says that a Cheresh can't read even Bet Yevet. And in the end of the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Katan can read, right, for other people. V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehudi, v'stray gavni Katan, kasani l'vichsuri mechsa Rabbi Hachik sani, akol sherim l'kroiz the Megillah chus mecheresh v'katan, katan, b'midvarim aruim v'katan shalei agin l'chinuch, v'katan shalei agin l'chinuch, afil l'chatchilash Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan. So mate says, no, really, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And this is what it really meant to say. There's two types of Kalim, there's two types of children. And there's quite literally words reading missing from the Mishnah. This is what it said. Anybody can read the Megillah, except for a deaf person, somebody severely mentally disabled or a katan child, right? When is this true? With a katan who is not, you have not started to educate about Megillah. But if you have a katan who you have started to educate about the Megillah, he can read, and there's no worries, because Rabbi Yehuda says a katan can read. V'mayu kimta, k'Rabbi Yehuda v'diyavad. Right? Wow, who have you... Right? How, why have you said that this is going to be Rabbi Yehuda v'diyavad? Why have you said that this is Rabbi Yehuda, right? And b'diyavad, he would allow a chersh to read. Elahad asamni Yehuda b'ridu Rabbi Shimon b'fazi. Chersh ha'medar v'ray nesha mea terem l'chakila. Ma'ani yi Rabbi Yehuda d'yavad yin l'chakila lo'i Rabbi Yosi d'avid nami lo'i. We have a third Tana who says that a deaf person who can speak but cannot hear, can Torim, he can give Truma, lechatchila. We're not worried that he'll make a bracha without hearing the bracha himself. Right? Right? Meaning he'll do a speech-based mitzvah without being able to hear it. Who could this be like? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that b'diyeved, somebody who performs a speech-based mitzvah without being able to hear, can do so. However, lechatchila, they should not. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, they can't do it at all. So Rabbi Yehuda would sure not tell them to give truma because they can't say the bracha. El amai, Rabbi Yehuda v'afil lechatchila. So maybe you'll say it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can lechatchila give truma in such a case. Right? And you can say the bracha, and okay, you won't be able to hear it. El ha'adasani lo yevarachadam birkas amazin b'libay v'im birech yatsamani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda v'afil lechatchila, y Rabbi Yossi. Then we have another problem. We have another Mishnah that says that somebody should not say, he should not say Birkas HaMazon in such a way they can't hear the words. But if he did, he was Yotzi. Who said this? Based on what we just said, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yotzi, because if it was Rabbi Yehuda, you can lechatchila. It's completely okay to say Birkas HaMazon in such a way, or any speech based mitzvah in such a way that you would not hear the words. And if it was Rabbi Yossi, you cannot. Even b'diavad, you cannot say speech-based mitzvah without hearing the words. So the Gemara says, La'ilam Rabbi Yehuda v'afil l'chatchila l'ikashia hadidei hadarabei. No, all of this is really Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and that's not a problem. What about the question of whether it's l'chatchila or only b'diavad? One of those opinions is his own position, and one of those opinions is the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and you will continue with that, please God, with Natan tomorrow over Shabbos. Shkoyach, gentlemen.